You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mean Khan, Tim Kalashaw, Kevin Blackstone, Pablo Torre. Before you view, preview. Looking for X factors, Y factors, Z factor you think tips. Kansas City, Baltimore, and San Francisco destroy it. As greatness and pressure and momentum and destiny converge with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line. Let's go around the horn. Woo. Destiny Del Vecchio from middle school, right?
Momentum, you say.
Kansas City, Baltimore. News of the day. Mark Andrews practiced. Will be made active for the game. What that does for Baltimore's offense and Lamar Jackson's already very, very, very extremely confident confidence. Jackson feels good. He should. How do you think Mahomes feels? His sixth straight conference title game. National panel. This isn't your first rodeo. We always look at the quarterbacks. But you know it's not Mahomes versus Jackson. It's Mahomes and his weapons versus Baltimore's defense. And Jackson and his weapons and the pressure to break through and make the Super Bowl versus Kansas City's defense. So Mina Kimes, around the horn to you on your first thoughts on Jackson and Mahomes and who's in the best position Sunday.
I think it's Lamar Jackson. The Chiefs' defense is very good. They're fast. They're physical. But they're not great at stopping the run. Fifth in pass DVOA, 27th against the run this season. And as you saw when they played Buffalo, both in the playoffs and the regular season, they're particularly bad against teams that spread it out to run out of the gun, which is something that Baltimore majors in. They can build off of that run game as they so often have with the play action pass. There's just so many answers at Lamar's disposal, even without Mark Andrews. And now you throw Mark Andrews in, suddenly they look pretty deadly. Meanwhile, for Patrick Mahomes, going back to that Buffalo game, they were able to attack the Bills linebackers. The Ravens linebackers are arguably the best in the NFL. They're the best defense in the NFL. It's not easy to hunt matchups against this team, and he's going to have the game of his life to compete with Lamar
Patrick
Jackson.
Mahomes, say that again, would need to have the game of his life to compete with Lamar Jackson. Okay.
I believe it.
I notice a smirk on our panelists in Plasma 2, a Kalashovian smirk. Go ahead, Tim, please.
It is a smirk because I think Tony and the producers have cooked up a trick question here. If the question is which quarterback would you rather be or who's in the better position, if your name is Patrick Mahomes, you'd rather be Patrick Mahomes. He's the best quarterback of this era. He can figure things out. Now, that doesn't mean I think his team is going to win, but he is Patrick Mahomes. Now, Lamar's in a good situation because he saw Josh Allen run rather freely last week against Kansas City, even before Willie Gay, the alleged spy, got hurt. And you know, I don't know how close to 100% he'll be. Lamar's going to have a ton of rushing yards. But if you're Mahomes, if you have Mahomes, you have the guy who can figure things out on the fly, literally, in the middle of a play. And you'd always want to have that.
Blackstone, to you.
Well, you asked who would I rather be, who's in the best position. Yeah. It's Lamar Jackson. Come on, please. 100 yards rushing last week. And let's not forget the last time he played Kansas City, 107 yards rushing and two TDs. So he gets loose against this particular team. Not only that, of course, he's at home. And as Mina mentioned, he's got the best defense backing him up in the NFL, the stingiest team when you talk about points. So I'd much rather be Lamar Jackson at home than Mahomes.
That's two
on the
now
road
for
again.
Lamar Jackson, one for Patrick Mahomes, Pablo Torre.
I would like to be the one for Patrick Mahomes. I don't think Tim should get credit for what he did. A bit mealy-mouthed in the caveats of like, okay, but in this game, I want I want Mahomes. If I can get the free lane to the hoop here and just the layup, please, I'll take it, Tony, because Patrick Mahomes and Marquez Valdez-Scantling last week reminded me of something. That dude can have a game of his life pretty much on command, right? So Marquez Valdez-Scantling, right, could not be a bigger nightmare in the regular season. Mahomes turns him into last game, a guy who was catching 230-plus-yard bombs, right? So the question of, okay, is Patrick Mahomes undermanned, overmatched? Sure. But I do believe that his talent is superlative. I'd like to pick the
I
want
to go back to Mina Kimes because she wants to make a meal of your mealy mouth, Pablo Torre. Please, go ahead.
Well, I think we can all count on Patrick Mahomes, but can we count on Marquez Valdes-Scantling to do that again? Win that ball, that first slap fade left Mahomes's hand. No part of me thought he would catch that. And he did, and he rewarded him twice in the biggest moment. But the likelihood that that's going to repeat based on what we saw this season, I'm a little bit skeptical. And I think the Ravens have the personnel to match up well with the Chiefs' two reliable weapons, Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice.
Nina, one more X factor maybe to this game? Or talk to me about a path for victory for either team.
Yeah, it's how Lamar Jackson performs against the blitz, because that's what Steve Spagnuolo is going to do. It's what he does. It is pretty much the best way to defend Lamar Jackson, given that he is the best quarterback in football against a four-man rush, pressured or not. Now, we saw in the last round Lamar Jackson solve the blitz with the help of offensive coordinator Todd Monken in the second half. Yeah. But Spagnuolo is pretty diabolical at dialing up pressures, and I think that's going to be the key to his defense
surviving. You got a quick X factor for us?
Mark Andrews coming back to life for the Baltimore Ravens, both he and likely hurting the Chiefs at tight end, running a lot of two tight end sets and beating them
Devin
up
Blackstone.
The
Let's give Lamar his flowers. That'd be Tay Flowers, 77 catches, 858
yards. That was a Woody Page line. All
touchdowns.
Right. Yeah.
Come on. I like Woody.
And Torre, X Factor.
Patrick Mahomes can also run, right? We do remember this. Give me his feet as the X factor. Him calling his
feet,
own number.
Yes, he
as
will
a
lead. Okay,
to these
yes, part of his body, surely. Sounds like you got Kansas City in the game, Physically. Pablo.
I do.
Kevin Blackstone.
Wow. Ravens.
Kalishaw.
Baltimore.
Mina Kimes.
Ravens.
Three for Baltimore. We'll move on. Lions, 49ers. And the news of the day here that Deebo Samuel's practicing, but said to be limited. So the 50-50 report to play, we've been hearing all week, still looming large. The weather forecast looking perfect, so no glove conundrum for Brock Purdy. San Francisco struggled last week versus Green Bay. Versus Detroit's house money and the palpable momentum they seem to have, and that Jared Goff has been here before and won this game before. Detroit on the precipice of maybe the first Super Bowl ever, of their first Super Bowl ever, maybe can get there, Tim, based on what you've seen recently. Who would you rather be?
It's time. It's time for the team of the 50s to roar once again. The Detroit Lions are ready
the
to
1950s?
Get to that Super Bowl.
Okay, yeah.
The team of the 50s, yeah. Everybody thinks it's about John Unitas and all this stuff. Lions won three titles, should have won four. They're going to go to the Super Bowl, first time ever. I'm picking the team with the best quarterback. Yes. Does anybody really think it's anything other than that? You think if Brock Purdy played for the Lions and Jared Goff played for the 49ers?
Here we go. I knew you'd
how do you think that would go? Okay, that's enough there. Goff's been to a Super Bowl. His offensive line can handle the 49ers pass rush. Give me the Lions Sunday.
Nina Kimes.
Wow. Well, first I'd like to say I think Brock Purdy would play really well in the Detroit Lions because of the aforementioned offensive line. They've got a great play caller in Ben Johnson, so I don't think it's about the quarterbacks.
Not happening this week, but yes.
Yeah. I'm taking San Francisco in this game. I just don't think this Lions defense has answers for what they're capable of doing offensively in good weather. This Lions defense plays a ton of man coverage, a lot of single high. San Francisco shreds both, ranks first in the NFL against those. So even if they can't run the ball the way they like to against a pretty stout Lions run defense, I just think they'll be able to hit George Kittle over and over and over, and the Lions don't have a chance of stopping it.
Pablo Torre, how do you see it?
Yeah, I have the Niners, Tony. And I think it's the question of, really the only question to me is, can the Niners get a lead early? Right? Kyle Shanahan with a lead is a very different Kyle Shanahan. He is a secure and confident Kyle Shanahan. He's also a Kyle Shanahan who then doesn't have to reckon with the problem, really, of his defense, which is that they can't really stop the run. What do the Lions do great? Well, they have this two-headed rushing attack. So, get a lead, hold the lead, run the ball, neutralize the rushing attack. That, to me, is a pretty simple solution for the 49ers.
And Kevin Blackstone.
Well, I would say this about the 49ers. They need to kind of steady their ship because Brock Purdy has been a little shaky as of late. You just showed the highlight of a pick that should have been against Green Bay. I have in my mind that four-interception game that he had. And I just think that maybe that defense of the Lions, led by a guy named like Aiden Hutchinson who can get to the passer, might be able to rattle him, put this game in doubt in the fourth quarter, and Detroit can pull out a close victory.
We sat down and we were talking X factors for both these games. But Mina, you said Dan Campbell, the X factor for Detroit, which is, of course, is intriguing. But you gave a San Fran's path to victory. What would Detroit's be?
Yeah, well, it would kind of have to do with that X factor of Dan Campbell. So Pablo alluded to the San Francisco 49ers' shaky run defense. They're especially bad at stopping short yardage runs, allow the highest conversion rate in the NFL. Dan Campbell's willingness to use all four downs means that offense will be in short yardage position on fourth down, and they will go for it, and they will run the football. And if they do so, they can string together long drives and keep San Francisco off the field.
Pablo Torre?
Yeah, to me, it's the linebackers of the Niners, Tony. Right? Dre Greenlaw, Fred Warner. Can those guys stop what Jared Goff likes to do in the middle of the field? I believe they're the two best equipped at doing that very thing, so another edge for the Niners.
KB, you've already said you're leaning Detroit in the game, but just I want to think of an X factor from the Detroit side of the ball.
Well, I gave you Aiden Hutchinson, but I'll give you another one, Jahmyr Gibbs. Can we get him the football more? He's had the ball just like 37% of the time in these last two playoff games for Detroit. He is clearly a weapon. Throw it to him, hand it off to him, and guess what? He can get the yardage, ground out the yardage, and keep Brock Purdy on the sidelines.
Tim Kalishaw.
Because Kevin took so many X factors, he took one of mine, but that's okay. Jahmyr Gibbs is the X factor for this game. Most of the season, it was a sharing situation with the veteran David Montgomery. The rookie first-round pick has really stepped up in the playoffs. His speed, he's going to make a couple of big breakaway plays.
So, Tim, you made the pick. You didn't even wait. You said this is happening. Detroit will go to their first Super Bowl.
They're going.
Sunday.
They're going to Vegas.
Kevin Blackstone, who does destiny smile upon?
Lions.
Pablo Torre.
San Fran.
Mina Kimes.
It's the Niners.
Take a break here. Buy or sell next.
Tim, remember.
50, finally, we solved that mystery.
Got it.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
The Atlanta Falcons hire of Raheem Morris. Total number of candidates that was reported through the interview process. 14 interviews for this franchise. Bill Belichick was interviewed twice. Morris, the choice, It's his second head coaching job after Tampa 13 years ago, defensive coordinator for the Rams this previous season. Mina Kimes on Atlanta's hire of Raheem Morris.
I think this is a fantastic hire, thought of so highly by folks around the league, by players who have played for him, coached Super Bowl winning defense. But I think the work he did this year with this Rams defense, getting them to play at even an average level, is amazing, considering the fact that I don't think you could find someone who doesn't root for the Rams who could name two Rams players on defense other than Aaron Donald.
I'm not going to ask this panel right now, but the headline, you love this hire. Tim Kallis Show, you.
I think it's a very good hire. When a guy goes 17 and 31, a lot of them don't get second chances, especially black head coaches, but he's proven his value as a coordinator with the Rams. But the big thing is, who's the offensive coordinator? Who's the quarterback? They got to get a lot more out of Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson. Those are great players. They should do a lot better.
Blackstone?
Yeah, people need to remember Raheem Morris was 33 years old when he got his first head coaching job in the NFL. His second year in, he started 10 rookies and almost made it to the playoffs with a 10-6 team. We know this guy is fantastic defensive mind in the NFL. He is deserving of this chance, and hopefully it'll work out.
Pablo Torre.
Yeah, they also know him. I mean, that's part of the story, right? It's the poetry of them treating their open coaching job as like Tinder, basically. They'll have dates with everybody, and then they go back to their ex, the guy they dumped to hire Arthur Smith in the first place. I am fascinated by how much they thought about Raheem Morris, who they made their interim and was so winning in all the ways you've described, and then hired that guy, and now the opportunity to hit Command Z on that decision. There's poetry in that trajectory.
There's poetry, but it was also like a wow in that. Explain to me the Belichick of this, Mina Kimes. He says he wants to coach, and no one is hiring him. He's the greatest coach of all time, and he's not hireable this cycle?
I think he might have to sit this one out. It's shocking, but there's a lot that goes into it with Bill Belichick, which is to say he brings some baggage. Literal humans who will probably come with him and being his assistants, as he has done in recent years, hiring guys he knows well. I think that was a turnoff to some organizations. I also think when you look at the teams with head coaching opportunities, a lot of those teams are going to need to develop young quarterbacks. And Belichick's history recently when it comes to onboarding young quarterback is very, very bad with what happened with Mac Jones in New England. And I suspect that was worrying to certain owners.
Pablo Torre, is Bill Belichick not hireable?
I think it's a gap year scenario for him, Tony, and I think it's because of all of these things. I mean, Mina mentioned it. It reminds me of the great poet who once said, if you want to be my lover, I believe, you got to get with my friends. And in this case, who the friends are, and is like, no thanks. I'm going to pass on this romantic opportunity, even though he's the greatest of all time. Yeah, take a year off to reconsider things.
Zigga, 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 ah. Tim Kallischow, you wrote him up to Dallas 3 times in a week. That didn't happen, and now he goes through this whole cycle, and the greatest coach of all time has not been hired.
Spent 2,500 words trying to get him to Dallas, or I thought Philadelphia. Either one. Go coach those teams. Elevate the defense. Win a Super Bowl. Not a hard decision.
Right. Kevin, do you have anything
exactly
to share on
Belichick
here?
Well, the two teams that should have had the opening for him to come there, Dallas, Philadelphia, didn't have the opening. So he'll be fine, sit a year, he'll come back next year.
I just can't get this. I can't wrap my head around him interviewing for a job twice. And what, does he not interview well? Is that, where are the stories on that? I just don't, wow.
The only place he wanted to be.
Buy or sell three, South Carolina 76, LSU 70 last night. This was a glorious, ferocious environment. Dawn Staley said they weren't saying boo, they were calling her boo, which I thought was an incredible bar. Final four-level play on the court and a steady and stirring comeback for South Carolina. They're now 18-0. Look at these Cardozo blocks on Reese. Kevin Blackstone, what you buy, what you sell from South Carolina's win at LSU?
It's just amazing what Dawn Staley has done to build this program into the best women's college team in the country. Think about it. 5 starters from last year, all gone. 5 of them went to the NBA in the draft.
WNBA.
She has a brand new starting, WNBA, she has a brand new starting 5. She employed the best bench in women's basketball last year, averaging 36 points off the bench, and now 2 of those players are starters, and she's got the transfer portal working for her. She can absolutely coach and put together a program.
Yeah, of all the great South Carolina teams, this one looks like the greatest, which feels crazy to say, but they're the sort of team, Tony, where there's one stat. There's so many stats, right? Best offensive efficiency, defensive efficiency, all of that stuff is true. But the fact that they have won 10 straight games where they've been trailing by double digits, this is a team that sets the video game opponent to, like, super hard mode just to make it interesting, and they win, and they destroy
people. But better than Asia Wilson, South Carolina? Better than Aaliyah Boston, South Carolina?
That's what it's trending
at. Right there. Mita Kimes, do you think this is a team that's going to go undefeated? What did you learn last night at LSU?
Yeah, I mean, it's on the table considering they have the number one offense and the number one defense, and it's the defense, I think, that ultimately led to the win, contesting 12 of LSU's final 15 shots. Now, that was helped by the fact that Angel Reese fouled out at the end of the game, that enabling the comeback to some degree, but this is a team that is built to win in all circumstances.
This is the segment where Pablo Torre finds out he doesn't know how to use the information that's in front of him. Yes, they've won 10 straight, but they've been behind by 10. That's not a good thing. The great teams don't fall behind by 10 game after game after game. That's not good. That's not good for getting.
Wow, Tim Kalishaw, that was a stirring comeback.
How dare
there.
You?
Much like
how
South
dare
Carolina
you use my
night.
Own podcast against me?
Pablo, this is exactly where you want to be. You're down. This is tremendous.
Oh, do you have time? Do we have time to come back?
Yeah, I have
time's Kalishaw showdown next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Peter Kives, Tim Kalishaw, good luck in the showdown. Down goes Djokovic! Down goes Djokovic! Stunner! At the Australian Open, Jannik Sinner ending Novak's 33-match win streak in Melbourne in 4 sets. He smoked them. Djokovic losing in the semifinals for the first time ever the Australian Open. It'll be Sinner versus Daniil Medvedev in the final. Tim, how did this happen?
How did it happen? Novak's the greatest return of serve of all time. Sinner got 74.5% of the points on his serve, the highest against Novak since Federer 17 years ago in a Grand Slam.
Is that right? Okay. Yes. And Mina, how did this happen?
Yeah, youth will be served, and then that serve will be broken twice, which is what Sinner, who's 22 years old, did in the first 2 sets. This is the first time watching Djokovic where I actually felt like he looked old, which was shocking to me.
Youth will be served. We'll split the points. We'll move on. All-star starters in the MNBA. East, Antetokounmpo, Tatum, Embiid, Halliburton, Lillard, West, James, Durant, Jokic, Doncic, Gilgeous Alexander. The players' fan media point system came into play because Lillard and Brunson tied, and the tiebreaker was the fan vote. That's how Lillard got in. Steph Curry, not a starter for the first time in 10 years. Mina Kimes was the biggest wow from the reveal.
You know, Lillard over Jalen Brunson to me was the biggest wow and the biggest snub. Lillard shooting 42.3% from the field. That's how much Jalen Brunson is shooting from three. He was more qualified.
Tim Kalishaw?
I think the coolest thing is Halliburton making it. Everybody else is pretty much household superstar names. Halliburton showed the importance of the in-tournament, in-season tournament, when he got all the publicity when the Pacers were pulling those upsets off and getting to the championship game of that. And he's a great player. I'm glad they got it right.
And where is the All-Star game?
It's somewhere, Indianapolis.
No, thank you. I was about to give you the point. Yes, it is somewhere. It's
in
Indiana, of course. Take the FaceTime from Kalishaw.
thank you. I'd like to break down the ACC's schedule reveal the other day. 17 teams in the league now. It's a little unwieldy, so I can't do all of it. Let me just welcome not just Cal and Stanford, but SMU right up the street here, returning to big-time football. Their first ACC game, Florida State, comes to Dallas September 28th. Come on, Seminoles. Rhett Lashley has something for you. Come on down. The Mustangs are ready to go again. Here we go.
Okay. That was FaceTime unlike any other. From
that was FaceTime.
Enjoy the games this weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Sorry, Johnny Unitas.